Spiritual and totem insights for the day. The crocodile. All right, toughen up, cupcakes. Time to put on some thicker skins and stop letting the little stuff irritate you. Lately, as humans, we have allowed ourselves to be sucked in and down under that muck. We thrive on gossip, negativity, and we promote people who behave badly. Seriously, who cares about what some celebrity is doing or not doing? Time to begin listening with our hearts again, to remember how things should be, that it is okay to hug each other without calling the police, to speak and communicate with each other in a respectful and understanding manner, to stop outside bias from interfering from us behaving as good people. So dig deep, folks, and think about what your mind will digest before swallowing those negatives that are being spewed about. The crocodile is one of the oldest creatures and has been around for eons. The wisdom and survival skill it has taken for them to live through centuries of change is something we should look closely at, as they are here to teach us as human as well. Crocodile teaches us sometimes we need to reach deep within our primal energy, things that are instinctive, to move through our paths. It speaks to us of our breathing patterns, to take time to take that deep breath in order to bring balance to our minds and bodies. Crocodile is a protector and keeper of all knowledge, so it is time to tap into what is we need in order to inspire, manifest, and walk our dreams and our ambitions. Remember patience and to allow yourself time to adapt to change that may show up in your life at this time. It is time of growth and regeneration. It is a time to expand and use what you instinctively know for emotional healing, for self, and perhaps even to those that you may encounter in your days. Crocodile speaks to knowing when to roll with what life throws at us, when to show patience, when to dig deep, and when it is time to wallow in the mud to allow healing and regeneration, transformation, to bring about healing and a new part of our journeys. Honor your soul's journey from other lifetimes into our current path and continuing on as we gather energies and knowledge, moving forward in positives to experience life in many forms. I am Bear Medicine Walker, and I am dedicated to educating and sharing the lessons, teachings, and culture that I have been taught by my elders and the journey with the world around me. It's not enough merely to learn the ways of our elders. We must honor those traditions by sharing and educating the world, inspiring others, inspiring our youth through the music, the arts, and the stories. So join me as I continue to walk the Sacred Hoop Project into this year of 2016, the Year of Truths, Mitakyu Oisen. Music is provided by Chris Free and is available on iTunes and at www.chrisfree.com as part of the Wolf and the Bear Network.